good sized biscuits. Wasn't no little the color of this. And we'd eat 3-4 of those for breakfast plus our grits. All us boys would.
Yeah.
With syrup, you know.
Right. Did you make any other kinds of bread? Flour? Use any other kinds of flour for preparation to make bread?
Well, only thing you used flour for, make cakes, pies, something like that, you know.
Yeah. What did your mother make it rise with?
To which?
She made it rise with.
Well, she had yeast, and she'd get the yeast and make her own stuff she would save from each batch whenever she'd make it, you know.
I see.
Put it up and get hard till it break, but then it'll, I don't know what to call it exactly. It's some kind of she called it a yeast, you know. And,
yeah.
But, and they'd get it from neighbors, you know, push one way and then the other. They didn't have any.
Did you like cornmeal?
How then?
You like cornmeal?
Like cornmeal.
Liked it?
Well, cornbread? Oh, I'm crazy about it.
Do you like it prepared? Do you have any special way of preparing it?
Well, I just cook it into a pone, whip it up. Mother nearly always different people. Well, my wife, you know, she makes it. She put an egg in the mixture of it and mix it up with some kind of sour milk and a little soda and a little baking powder or something like that. Mother always just used soda.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. She ever made you put wheat flour in there with it too?
No. No. Mother never did. Sometimes the wife does.
Yeah. Okay. And she'd bake it up in a pone, you said?
Yeah, put it on regular. Sometimes they cook it in a skillet, you know. Sometimes they have regular metal pans, tin pans, or some kind of a black old black pan.
Do you remember any older ways that they would prepare it? Like, you mentioned cooking in the fire or in the fireplace. Did you ever?
Well, sometimes in the wintertime when they had a fire in there, they put a skillet on there and make bread run out for supper. There is a rare thing that mother ever cooks up on unless she had business, you know. But she always cooks enough and we eat cold supper. I love Papa always loved cold meals. I've seen him come in hot dinner time, one thing or another, and the meal would be hot. Maybe if he had a glass of milk, he'd drink that, and that'd be about the extent of his eating dinner, but then he'd eat a good supper. Cold, when it got cold. And I think I learned to eat cold. I'd rather my vegetables be cold any day. That is not icebox cold, but I can eat them right out of the icebox as far as that part's concerned. But, and I do quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, I bought a head of cabbage yesterday, and she's going to cook it in there today for me. Well, if I don't eat it all today, some left tomorrow, I'll still eat that. I love vegetables for dinner especially. Mm-hmm. Then when my wife comes in the evening, or if she wants to fix something else, or whatever she wants to fix, well, I'll go in and eat whatever she fixes, you know. I can eat. She can't eat everything. She's allergic to the world of things. She can't even touch a carrot. They'll just break her out and make her hand swell up like that. Spread like that to be so full. And there's lots of things she can't eat much. She can't eat a green